Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia's Democratic City Committee welcomed President Biden to its annual fall dinner last night. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe was there, too.
Hello.
Party officials may have gotten a bit spoiled over the last few years as the president became a frequent visitor, but their enthusiastic welcome showed that President Biden can still bring a bit of awe.
Oh, my God. It was so amazing.
A once-in-a-lifetime experience. I got super excited like I was a kid again.
Oh, my God. It was phenomenal to see, you know, maybe the last time that I may see him in person as the president. It's just an awesome time.
Joe is the man.
Enthusiasm may be a deciding factor in this presidential election if it drives enough of a turnout in Philadelphia to overcome Republican votes in what is known as the T, the central and northern parts of Pennsylvania. The president was there to rally the party foot soldiers who do the turning out.
How you go and what you turn out is going to determine the outcome of this election. We have to talk to our friends, our families, our neighbors, our coworkers. We have to beat back the lies. And most of all, we have to vote and get out the vote.
It's a message Philadelphia area voters are sure to hear a lot in the next 3 weeks. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9
And
FM.
Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance was in Lafayette Hill, Montgomery County last night for a town hall hosted by the conservative group Moms for America. For the second time, Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey and his challenger, Republican David McCormick, hit the debate stage hosted by 6ABC. KYW's Nina Brody breaks it down for us.
Similar to their first debate, Senator Bob Casey targeted David McCormick's background as a CEO for a mega hedge fund, while McCormick went after Casey as a career politician. As the two made jabs at each other and their parties, the moderators from 6ABC asked them questions on a variety of big topics this election. When the topic of gun violence and gun control came up, McCormick acknowledged that Philadelphia's homicide number is down this year. Audio courtesy of 6ABC.
Gun violence is for the most part perpetrated by those holding illegal guns. The inventory of illegal guns. So if you stopped all new gun sales tomorrow, it wouldn't have much of an effect on violent crime or murders that happen as a result of that.
Meanwhile, Casey pushed he'd like to see action taken with common sense gun measures.
These common sense measures will have no impact on Second Amendment rights. It'll have no impact on law-abiding gun owners who need a gun for self-protection or want a gun to hunt. So we can do both.
On border security and illegal immigration, Casey talked about how he supported a bill that would hire more Border Patrol officers and change asylum rules. McCormick referenced the same bill and said it did not address the people with criminal backgrounds coming into the U.S. illegally, then pushed to go after drug cartels with the military. Nina Baradi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, authorities are looking for the suspect they say struck three nurses and a shooting victim at Penn Presbyterian Hospital over the weekend, and they gave more details about exactly what happened. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Investigators say around 4:30 Saturday morning, a silver Jeep pulled up to Penn Presbyterian Hospital with the 28-year-old shooting victim inside.
The three males exited that Jeep Cherokee, went inside Penn's ER, and begged and pleaded for help. And what happened? Those three nurses, along with security staff, exited that hospital and ran towards that shooting victim.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Van Orr says upon hearing Penn police arriving at the hospital, the trio then ran back to their car, and 20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin, who they say was the driver, ran over the 28-year-old and the nurses and then took off.
And continued at a high rate of speed away from this area.
All four were injured by the car. A 36-year-old nurse remains in critical condition. Authorities found the car later that day in Upper Darby and have now put out an arrest warrant for Goodwin, who's wanted on a slew of charges, including accident involving injury, aggravated assault, fleeing from police, and several other offenses. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says this is a blatant assault on nurses.
They take an oath to serve. And when you watch the video that I watched today, it is shocking to see the disregard for their lives by these individuals.
They say Goodwin is considered dangerous, and they urge anyone who may know where he is to call 215-686-2000. tips. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Could we get a white Christmas this year? AccuWeather is out with its winter weather forecast. KYW's John McDevitt tells us what we can expect.
The pattern does look a little different from last year.
Paul Pastelock is AccuWeather's senior meteorologist and also the lead long-range forecaster. He says last season we got around 11 inches of snow. This coming season, the region could see a little more, 15 to 20 inches in the forecast. The average is around 24 inches.
And we think there can be some colder pockets that occasionally come down enough that we could see some snow in December. It doesn't happen that often, but we do see it once in a while, and it could happen early this year, and then, you know, some mixing in the midseason, and then maybe a late surge at the end.
So if you're looking forward to a white Christmas, Pastelock says, keep your hopes up.
I mean, it may not be a whole lot, may not be a full-fledged storm, but hey, just to get some flakes in the air would be really nice, definitely compared to the last couple of years.
AccuWeather's concerned about late February and March. If the polar vortex should get displaced and come to this region, it could bring us more stormy and colder weather patterns, and the snow amounts in the forecast could go higher. An updated winter weather forecast is expected in mid-November. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.